Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High School Jazz Band. Welcome to the MMEA District 2 Jazz Festival at Falmouth High School on Thursday, March 1st. My name is Terry White. I'll be doing some commentary during your performance as well as joining you for a brief clinic session following that performance. I hope my comments will be helpful to you and want to wish you the best of luck. Okay, Brunswick Junior High School. Looking forward to hearing it. Thank you in advance for doing a couple of my charts. Look forward to hearing them. I have not heard Alligator Boogaloo live yet.
This evening, we will be performing Alligator Boogaloo, arranged by Terry White. Our soloists are Gideon Hatridge trumpet, Nathan Callan alto sax, Neil Perkinson vibes, Oscar Twining trombone, Quinn Repetto trumpet, and Luke Vistoskis alto sax. We'll also be performing 3 a.m. by Paul Baker. Our soloist is Luke Vistoskis. And our final selection is Yardbird Suite, arranged by Terry White. Our soloists are Hannah Wilkoff piano, Riley Smith alto sax, Cal Wilby tenor sax, and Oscar Twining trombone.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, good size ensemble. All unison. So that run in the introduction, dee da dee da da. Make sure to put some air right behind that. Yeah, pretty good intonation on the unison. So when we play that, but dee do dee do da, it's almost like being automatic crescendo on the pickup notes. That's it, fill right up. A little more tenor and Barry there, saxophones. So on the backgrounds, da da da. Da, da. Don't be, you know, when we're playing the rock or boogaloo, don't be afraid to over articulate the short notes. Yeah. Yeah, good job. I know you probably hate microphones, Heidi, but we might want to put one on the vibes, or maybe bring the vibes player out to the front of the stage. Yeah, nice time. You know, it's what I like is this is not just a rock tune. This is specifically a 60s boogaloo. That's a style in itself. That was when jazz musicians were trying to get more rock feel incorporated into their jazz type of tunes. Yeah. Nice job bending their notes, the inflection. Trumpet solo. You didn't try to overplay the solo. You did a nice job. Yeah. Yeah. Nice solo. Good style. Yeah, man. That's a way to dig on this ensemble. Trombones, try to hold your horns up so we get more of you into the mix. Get that pickup note, ba ba. No notes are insignificant. And on the last note, when Miss Anderson cuts it off, drummer, just give us a little light thud on the bass drum, a punctuation to the end, okay?
Yeah,
nice job, you guys. Good steady time. Some really nice solo things happening. Shall we articulate the hanging eighth note? Come on, sax, just get all those notes. You got to take ownership of that, okay? You guys play better than you're indicating up there. Don't be afraid of all those notes. Trumpets, nice A, good, well in tune. Could probably use just a little more bass. You know, when the band plays at the higher volume levels, you guys should play with a lot more confidence. When we play at the softer levels, don't quite get the same rhythmic confidence. You guys are good players. Dig in. Play with the same level of confidence. I dig in a little more with that ride cymbal. Okay? Ding, 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 ding. Just be a little more, don't try to be so polite to stay, you know, because it's a slow, softer tune. We need that time, okay? A little more air, trombones, so that the line stays in tune. Take a little more ownership of that alto solo. You're playing it well, but don't forget, you can play beyond the dynamic that's marked on the part. There's highs and lows in the solo. There should be almost a different dynamic every three or four notes in the solo by the way you are playing it. We're obviously not going to mark them into your solo that way. Yeah, you know what I really like with the band? They have a great sense of time on this. Yeah. Come on, saxes, we gotta work on that. Yeah. Yeah. Nice stuff, really. Yeah. That's a great chart, Heidi. He's a good writer. He's one of my favorite writers. That's a beautiful chart for these kids. And especially since they seem to have the time thing, you know, fairly well captured. Just again, I would say at the softer volume levels on that, play with a little more confidence, step it up a little. I could even use more fills from the drummer. Good dynamic contrast. Rhythm sections feels great. Digging in a little more than more bass. I could probably use a little more bass volume, like I said earlier, but I think times he could just plain dig in more. Nice. Saxophones don't have enough to do. You get the rhythm section turning the time around. Nice. Careful on the snare. On what you're playing is fine. It's just it tends to pop out at us in this room. You could still play them, just lighten it up. You're trying to catch the brass figures there. Yeah, saxophones. Yeah. Yeah, nice job on the piano solo. Okay, rhythm section. I know you're trying to be polite behind the soloist, but don't come down too much. The soloists are going to feel like you left the room. Keep playing. They've got microphones or they're out in the front like this. Yeah. Yeah, nice trombone solo. Yeah, I think we got to probably tie up the ending a little bit on the thing, okay? Yeah, next time. All right, we'll be up to chat with you shortly, but nice job, kids. Thank you very much for playing a couple of my charts. Really appreciate it. There's some really a lot of good things happening, and those charts are not easy by any stretch, especially the middle tones are beautiful. So we'll be up shortly. So.